This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Fresh off the plane. Straight out of Vegas. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Back, thank goodness. Back from Vegas. It's not being at Vegas, it's the hard part, it's that air travel. I hate air travel with all of my black little heart. And joining us, as he does every Monday, except when I'm not here, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Let's see, Christmas, New Year's, shot
most Mondays.
Someday. It's great to be back with you, Bill. You had a very exciting week.
Well, I sure walked a lot. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, the salty at 60 just got an update, didn't it?
I'll tell you what. I discovered a very, very important component to the enabling of salty at 60.
Don't carry camera equipment or camera equipment is your new training tool?
No. That's where I made my first mistake. I needed a backpack that would carry all of my camera equipment. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for me, I found a backpack that would carry all of my camera equipment, which meant that I had to haul that. Haul it everywhere. Which the venue was not that bad because I unloaded some of the stuff that I didn't have to use day to day. But going onto the plane, going through the airport, it was a gigantic pain. Next year, I'll just be checking a bunch of bags.
Can I give you a pro tip?
Please.
And put a starter. Okay, so you're gonna get a, you know, Son of Samsonite huge case or the hard sided aluminum ones, whatever, for your camera equipment.
You never want to check your camera equipment. Check your camera equipment. I've got a carry-on Pelican case that I can get that on the plane with.
Okay.
But it rolls. I don't have to carry it on my back.
Okay, the guys who do that put a starter's pistol in the camera equipment. So it gets checked in as a... No, you see why?
A starter's pistol.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to declare a firearm. It's a starter's pistol.
Okay.
It goes in with my camera equipment because... Now the airline really pays attention to that bag.
The problem with the camera equipment is that the camera equipment carries the batteries, too, and you can't put the batteries in checked luggage.
Gotcha. My bad. I'm sorry.
But I did not know about that one. That is a good pro tip. I might just do that with my light stands and my tripods and everything else. There will be a checked bag with all the support equipment, everything but the cameras and the batteries.
Gotcha. I walked
25 miles in 3 days, which I know for somebody like you who paddles 25 miles in the morning, that's not a big deal. But, when you're banging up against, 85,000 people the whole time and you're stopping and starting and waiting and going and all this other. Anyway.
and when you left, the political world absolutely stopped. So we don't have anything to talk about. And if you believe that, I'll take all your guns in trade for this swampland down here in Louisiana.
I'm sure you will.
Plenty to talk about.
Sure. So please, take the lead.
Well, I'm going to kind of wing it here. Okay. I just noticed that Senator Mike Lee proposed a bill to remove silencers from federally restricted guns. You know, here, why are we treating them like you, like a machine gun? Why don't we just at least treat them like a gun now? Right. Why didn't he do this a year ago? The Democrats now control the House. I think this is a show bill, meaning he gets to say, see, I did something for you gun owners, but didn't really. That's
a lot of those guys. There's a lot of those guys.
Yes, there are. There's one less guy. Did you see where the Antifa guy in Oregon has a custody complaint? And he's just as far left as they get, you know, storms the stage at the University of Oregon and then takes a loaded gun to a school, I assume, where his kid is, and he's part of a custody battle. And the cop says, hi, you have to leave the school. And he pulls the gun on the cop and gets killed.
Well, listen, you know, now Rob was with me when we took the class at Tactical Response. And James Yeager said that if you're going to resist a cop, you're asking for, at the minimum, a good kicking. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And that's the bare minimum you're going to get if you resist. And, you know, I don't resist. Do you resist? I don't. You don't resist. So, of course, we don't go around breaking laws either.
Right. We do not. You know, speaking of we don't resist, I've really intended to do a self-defense gun stories episode with you.
Okay.
Because the more I read the news, the more I realize how few people know that guns save lives. And I was just reminded of one, literally a black guy at his brother's house, and he hears sounds out back. And he's just, look, I don't even think it's my property, you know? And he goes back there, and there are two guys in the backyard, one standing, one's kneeling. He goes, what's going on? He's a concealed carry holder. The guy kneeling is a fugitive who's been shot and is running around the neighborhood. The guy standing there is a policeman who is fumbling with his gun. The cop's gun is jammed. The fugitive has a gun out. So you walk into this in the dark. The concealed carrier goes, whoops, this is a gunfight, and I didn't get my invitation ahead of time. So he presents. Then he figures out what's going on. The cop is still fumbling with his gun, and this homeowner is trying to talk the fugitive down. Hey, man, there's probably an ambulance out front. You can be just fine. Just put the gun down. You don't need to go into a gunfight. And instead, the fugitive picks the gun up, points it at the two standing men, the homeowner and the cop. They both shoot this fugitive because while the homeowner was talking to the fugitive, the cop got back in the fight. Talk about saving a law enforcement officer's rear end.
Well, that happens a lot, though, doesn't it? I mean, that happens more than you would think it was. And never. And when you're talking about people who don't know how many guns actually do save lives, it's probably people that research it like you, people that have students like the people that you research it with on self-defense
right.
gun stories. And the people who actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most everybody else is probably ignorant of it, or they only listen to the magic box, which says, nobody ever stops it. How come you never hear about somebody stopping a mass shooting? Well, that's because most of the time when they stop the mass shooting, it never becomes a mass shooting.
Right.
But, you know, those little details sort of escape some of these people that just believe the magic box, which, dare I say, yahoos, every single one of them. But that's what we're coming up on the first break. Rob, you can find Rob's podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is unique in the podcasts out there in the United States today, and the Polite Society Ensemble podcast at Stitcher, Radio, iTunes, TuneIn, all the regular places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Adventure.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking to Rob Morse. From he also writes at Ammoland and ClashDaily.com and Slofax WordPress blog. I got to go to the Ammoland Writers Breakfast, which is just hilarious that I get to go to that.
So did who'd you see? Who do you remember?
Well, I saw Dean Weingarten. I saw Jeff Knox. I saw Willis Lee was there. Tim Knight was there.
Yes.
Alan Gottlieb was there. Mark Walters was there.
Freddie invited all those guys to breakfast?
Yeah, and A.W.R. Hawkins was there. Well, I mean, you know, Mark Walters writes a column.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know A.W.R. is a Breitbart writer, but and there were a bunch of people I just didn't know. Just didn't know. And I intended to shoot video with these people. So it's 8:05, and Freddie's giving us a little talk and everything, and it's 8:05, and I'm like, hey, listen, Freddie, I'd like to get some of these key players up here to record with him. And he's like, oh, but we can't, Bill. We've got to be out of here by 8:30.
Ah.
So I had time to eat and run away.
I'm sorry.
But it was splendid. It was splendid. Have you ever been to one of those? It's worth the trip. It's worth the trip just for that.
Okay.
Just for that breakfast.
Okay.
Just remember I said it. Anyway.
Hey, okay, let's jump back into the news. And
sure.
I don't know if you've covered it yet, where the FBI arrested the political strategist, Roger Stone, conservative political strategist.
I haven't gotten to that yet because this all happened while I was away. And so let's talk about that.
Yeah, basically they said, oh, Mr. Stone, you gave inconsistent testimony to the FBI. Well, the solution, by the way, is to not speak to the FBI. You let your lawyer answer written questions in writing.
Right.
Your answer is to do what Clinton and Comey did. I don't recall. I may have. I've forgotten. I'd have to check my records. Repeat that 5,000 times. Let's offer a study in contrasts. President Trump and his administration turned over more than 1.4 million pages of documents to the FBI in their investigations. Hillary, in contrast, used BleachBit on her servers to avoid congressional subpoenas. Hmm. She smashed personal computers and cell phones. And I mean, like, with a hammer. Bill Clinton promised the existing Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, a Supreme Court seat if she'd let Hillary skate. And then Hillary sits in front of Congress and goes, I don't know, I can't recall.
The thing with Roger Stone, though, I mean, they had 29 SWAT guys hit him.
And a reporter from CNN who used to work for Comey.
Yeah, yeah, he was there too, yeah.
Didn't that just smell like a Venezuelan hit piece? Well, you did cover on the weekend, and I appreciate it, that were the Cubans in Venezuela arrest an opposition senator in Venezuela.
Right.
Our FBI arrests a political consultant in order to intimidate him. You know what? You can tell me there's difference other than the Spanish. I can't see any.
Who signed off on this? Do we know who signed off on this? Was it Whitaker?
I don't know. Great question.
Well, I mean, Whitaker, he was out there and everybody was like, well, he's illegitimate. He's this, he's that. Now, they haven't said anything about him being illegitimate since he signed off on the bump stock ban now, have they? And now we've got this other thing going on where I don't hear anybody howling about that either. And in the meantime, Trump is, well, let's get back. Let's stick on Stone. I can just meander off. I hope the Republicans remember all of this. I hope they remember all of this.
Voters remember it.
Yeah.
They sure didn't last November, but...
They had 38 members of the House that were Republicans that just didn't bother to run. They just quit.
Yep.
And I don't think that, and with the ballot harvesting, you know, I think they picked up 10 seats in California with ballot harvesting, 10 or 15.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this was not a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
Nope.
There was a lot of abdication and there was a lot of, you know, this ballot harvesting thing. That's a real interesting little phenomena.
Well, okay. So we had the Speaker of the House who basically, as near as I can tell, was running a pay-to-play racket that would rival Hillary Clinton
yep.
at state. You know, unless you coughed up the cash, nothing moved. Really, Mr. Ryan?
Yeah.
Wow. What a corrupt... And then you and I get incensed when we get emails where people who call themselves Republican conservatives ask us for money. We're all, excuse me? What have you done for me lately? So, I suspect they have poisoned the well of conservative grassroots activism for several years.
Right. Yes, they have. And I mean, yes, they have.
Did you? And you and I love Willis Lee.
Yes, I was pretty impressed with him. They've got a few. Now, NRA did not have a big presence at SHOT Show. I was a little surprised. Like Cam Edwards was not at Radio Row.
Wow. Yeah. Well, did he have his own studio out on the floor?
No.
Whoa.
There was no NRA TV presence. There were some pictures of Dana Lash, and that was about it.
Interesting.
So, I spoke with Willis, and I'm going to probably have him on the show and discuss a few things with him offline. But, NRA is curtailed on their SHOT Show stuff. So,
yeah, and when you think of it, it's not really their audience?
It's not really their audience, but, I mean, last year they dominated Radio Row. They dominated it. I mean... Without Cam Edwards there was it was like five radio shows went away with all the space they had to give him. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that. Rob, of course, is a writer at Amaland.com. He's a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. He's a featured writer at his own website, Slow Facts WordPress blog, in addition to the podcast Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. And he's here today. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address on February 5th. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a press briefing. Among the things discussed, a second possible partial government shutdown.
The president doesn't want to go through another shutdown. That's not the goal. The goal is border security and protecting the American people.
At that same briefing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the United States is targeting Venezuela's state-owned oil company with tough sanctions. Mnuchin explains why the sanctions were put in place.
To help prevent the further diversion of Venezuela's assets by former President Maduro.
President Trump's former associate, Roger Stone, arrived in Washington, D.C. ahead of his Tuesday hearing in front of a D.C. federal court. This is USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When you go to their booth, I mean, they're literally, the only thing they don't make is the pistol grip and the buttstock. And everything else, they make the part. They make the parts. You can build everything there. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rob Morse after a week of sort of like being off of our heroin, isn't it, when we don't get a broadcast?
Well, SHOT Show is a drug. Yeah, it is. It is definitely a buzz, man. You are on your game. I wish I could remember half of what I'd learned at SHOT Show. I'd be somebody.
That's why I film it. I can't remember none of it. I film it all. That's why I do it. Yeah.
Google Eye in the Sky and Bill have recorded SHOT Show for us. Did you want to talk about the lawsuit being picked up by the U.S. Supreme Court?
I haven't looked into that much. I know that it is coming out of New York, which is nice, but I haven't looked into it that much. I've still been trying to catch up on everything, mainly sleep. So walk me through this, please?
I will. So New York City has a bazillion bizarre gun laws. If you're lucky enough to get your purchase permit, one of the requirements is that, oh, you can't take the firearm out of the city. Well, but I have this summer home. You want me to leave my gun in my apartment for months when I go to? Yes. Yes. Because otherwise people will move their gun and say, I'm on my way too, and we couldn't have the gun in your car. You might use it as you travel. So there is this prohibition put in place by New York City. And the U.S. Supreme Court picked up the case. The Second Circuit Court said, oh, yeah, right, that makes sense to us. Sure, there's no infringement. In fact, I'm not even sure that the Second Amendment applies in this case. That's the Second Circuit for you. The solicitor, the one who's bringing the case, our side, is Paul Clement. He is one of the premier appellate attorneys in the nation. He served as Bush's solicitor general. So he was the government's lawyer. Here's why this matters. You and I, the case is enormously larger than can a few people who can get their permits in New York City move their firearms. What the Supreme Court will do is they will describe the standards of review. That means, what are the rules? That's what Supreme Courts do. They're not here to hear the case. They're there to decide how cases are decided. Does the government get to use a balancing test? Well, there's some arguments over here, there's some over there. Or does it get to use rational basis, which basically means the government comes up with an excuse and courts defer to the government? If, as everyone thinks will happen with this court, and for which we get to get on our knees and thank Donald Trump because he changed the court, if they apply strict scrutiny, then the rules change from coast to coast for the Second Amendment. The government then needs to, in a firearms case, they need to come up with a compelling government need to intervene. It's essential to the functioning of society that we infringe on this right. Not just that it merely is more convenient that you carry a permit so that the police can see the good guys from the bad. No, we need a compelling interest. It also, the law must be narrowly tailored. Hey, you say you want to disarm criminals. Great, we'll have a prohibition against guns. Excuse me, that disarms the most honest class of citizens as well as criminals. They are not the intended group. You can't do that. So simply saying that criminals can't have good guns, you're done. That's all you can do. Everything else is then considered an infringement. And also, think of what it means to magazine bans. The government has to show why limiting to 8 or 7 or 10 rounds is more effective than 20. Because it has to be the least restrictive means to achieve an end. As one lawyer described it, in theory, this is doable. It turns out that most laws that the government passes will fail this test. So what we then have to do is go back and look at thousands of bad court decisions and say, hi, you used the wrong standards of review when you imposed magazine bans, when you imposed micro stamping. You didn't show, nowhere did you show that this is the least restrictive means to achieve your end. So now that's the great news. The bad news is that it was accepted today. It will be presented in the fall. It probably won't be decided until 2020.
That's an improvement, though.
Oh.
How long has it been since they took a Second Amendment case?
Heller would... No.
Or McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald, what, 9 years? 10 years?
Yeah. So maybe, is that the Kavanaugh effect? Is that we got our four votes for cert, now they have to go for it? And
yes. People on our side, on the court, refused to take up a Second Amendment case until they knew the result.
Right.
They can count. Now they're saying, and on the other hand, we know Clarence Thomas wanted to hear these. He said it in black and white. I view gun control as being racist and disarming black people who are often the disproportionate victims of crime. He's itching to hear a case. Yes, it's the Kavanaugh effect.
Well, that's good.
It is. Oh,
that's good.
Great.
And hopefully this will mean that this will start sort of a cascade of effect coming at them. We'll see. But I mean, this is the Democrats' worst fears. They decided to govern by the judiciary, and here they go.
Right. And
here they go.
We turned the deck around on them.
Yes.
So the Supreme Court did not say that strict scrutiny is the standard. The court has moved. I think they will. Judge Scalia was very moderate in those cases. I don't think this court feels the need to be moderate anymore.
Probably not. Probably not. Scalia was a little too moderate, if you ask me. But that's okay. Nobody asked me.
a brilliant man. Oops.
Yes, he was.
We'll have to talk about it after the break.
Yes, we will. We'll be right back. And in the meantime, go to Slow Fact WordPress blog. See what Rob has written. Because I know he's written some stuff. We haven't talked about any of it yet, but that's okay. Because it's out there waiting for you to get there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I paid my boss while I'm tossing all the wisdom he shared.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm trying to talk them into just building me a complete gun since I got all the parts laying there. I'm about as fumble-fingered as they come, so I couldn't do it. Joining me is Rob Morse. Have you ever built an AR-15 before?
No. Nope.
Nope. Neither have I. I intend to start.
Well, the first one's the hard one.
Yeah.
I've built boats. I've built airplanes. The first one's the hard one. They're easier after that. I just go, there are so many guys who are great at ARs. Let them eat. I listen to them, though. Learn a lot.
Yeah, well, I've learned enough to know that I don't need to be building no AR on my own. That's what I've learned. I'm not a wrench twister. I don't know. You know, in the military, I had to maintain my own vehicle. In the 70s and the 80s, I had to maintain my own car. And something happened somewhere to where I just lost all that capability, all that mechanical aptitude, just gone.
Well, the good news is there's no computer on our AR, at least not yet.
Thank goodness. I'd have to keep starting it over and over again.
Like, that's right.
Start this computer over again. Anyway.
I have one more if you want me to jump in, or you want us to just talk about shop.
No.
Okay. Let's do politics.
Okay.
While you were gone, the headline said Baltimore School Board votes unanimously to disarm law enforcement on school grounds. That's the clickbait headline. The reality, okay, that's true, but it's a little more involved. Maryland had already said, state law, cops can't be armed on school grounds during school. Whoa. So before school, they can be armed. Yes. At the football game after school, yes, cops can be armed. During school, you don't want, what, you want to save the building but give up on the kids? Stupid. There were proposals in Maryland to reverse this law. Hey, school shootings, times change, protect the kids.
Right.
But then the Baltimore City School Board voted unanimously. That was really their virtue signaling to the let's hate on the cops crowd and their signal to the legislature, don't change this. Well, you and I remember Parkland, Florida, where there was only one person in a high school. Fortunately, he was armed to protect children. Unfortunately, he ran away.
Right.
Look, this is really bad for our kids. And we found out that there, in the case of Parkland, that the school board deliberately let violent students stay in school. They wanted their stats to look good.
Yeah.
The stats that they hid were that honest students left because school was more violent. Wow. So who's, we're making the school board look good, but we're literally driving good students out of school. That's corruption.
Yeah. And it was, we've already got that in the inner city. I mean, most inner city schools are just so bad that, they try to move parents that are really trying to take care of their kids. They try to move them out.
Right.
And get them to where they can actually get an education. And that is not necessarily the case. That doesn't happen in these areas like Broward County.
Right.
Except they've decided to make it to where it's still just as bad as it is with the inner city by lowering the bar on what is and isn't a felony.
Right.
And like you said, to make the stats look good.
Well, and here's the part that let's look ahead a couple of years. When crime rises, these same politicians will turn around and say, well, we really need more gun control to fix that. You go, wait a minute, you're drowning in gun control. And you prescribe more of the disease as the cure. Wow. It's socialism where politicians and government employees are the only ones who are allowed to be armed. We've Yep. seen how that ends. It's not good.
No. No. And the virtue signaling, does nobody get that the virtue signaling is dangerous?
How so?
Well, getting out there and saying, okay, we're going to do this to keep the children safe. That is never the case. That is never what factually is happening when they do what they do. When they turn it into a gun-free zone, if they disarm the cops that are there, whatever it is they do, that they're not saving anybody. And
But the lie that they then tell, Bill, is, well, okay, so we just got 20 kids killed. It could have been more if we hadn't done it, i.e. pigs could fly. Right. You need a bold lie to hide your failure.
Well, and then comes the other part, though. The other part that comes in with that is that you look at Ohio. I mean, look at
yes.
Ohio. Ohio's not going to have any school shootings. You look at Arkansas. Arkansas's not going to have any school shootings. Parts of Colorado, they're not going to have school shootings. And that's because they're arming the teachers, and then they're letting everybody know, we have armed teachers. They're not interested. As a matter of fact, you know how I feel about this. I think that it is good for the gun-grabbing business that children die. Because
yes.
that just helps them have that reason to try to take guns from people that didn't do anything wrong that day.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, let's since we're talking about integrity... So if you were an honest police chief in Baltimore, you would resign rather than put up with this.
Well, he's fighting that, though, isn't he? He's been suspended.
No, wait, no, you're thinking of Israel down in Broward.
I'm sorry.
No, no, same idea. If Scott Israel were honest, he would have said, no, this won't work. We need armed staff in our schools to protect students. When the Baltimore school board said, oh, no armed cops, an honest police chief would have been in that meeting and said, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, but...
It reminds us that police chiefs are appointed rather than elected.
Yes, and they're appointed by people. In this case, the same politicians, they point mirror images of themselves.
Right.
So...
Well, okay, let's let's make this real. It happens in your town, Mr. and Mrs. America. Bill, it happens to your grandchildren. Happens to my neighbor. I'd be there at the school board saying, I want everybody to take your kids out of school until this changes. Schools aren't safe. If you want to bring me up on truancy charges, okay, judge. You demand that my children are treated at least as well as you are, because right. That bailiff's armed, or are you going to tell the bailiff to disarm? Right?
No, they're not going to tell the bailiff to disarm.
Well, okay, thank you, Judge. I rest my case.
Yep. No, if I'm not telling them that, because you're being unreasonable. Do you understand how important I am, young man?
This is right. So I do understand how important you are. Thank you for going for shot to SHOT Show. How long is it going to take you to process all that video?
Gosh, I've still got videos to process. I've still got four to edit, and I've already edited eight.
I'm impressed. I thought you'd be weeks behind. I'll have you erased, though. I should get my Ace Firearms lower to the G19.
Okay.
We'll see who gets there first.
Okay. Let me know when you get that, because I want to know what you think about it.
I will indeed.
Rob, of course, you can catch Rob. You can catch him with Written Word at AmmoLand, at ClashDaily.com, Slow Facts WordPress blog, and you can catch him on podcast at the Polite Society podcast and the very unique here in the United States Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, where they break it down real-life situations with self-defense instructors and Rob. They break it down, do a little forensics on it. Check those out. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Talk to you in a week, Phil.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.